The USDA's cattle on feed report came out today. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what did the report have to tell us?
Well, Jim, in a nutshell, I would call it a neutral to slightly bearish report. As the on-feed was very close to estimates, the placements were a little larger than expected, and the marketings were close to estimates. Now, breaking down the numbers, the August on-feed came in at 98%. The trade was looking for 97.6%. Now, that means we put on-feed 9.837 million head of cattle. This is 5.6% above the three-year average. Nebraska saw an increase over last year by 4%. Texas was down 1%, and Kansas was down 5% on their cattle on feed. Now, this is the lowest August on feed number of the past 5 years, and this is also only the third month out of the past 59 months that the on feed number has been below 10 million head. Now, July placements came in at 93%. They was looking for 90.9%, so about a 2% bigger placement number than the trade was looking for. That means we placed 1.56 million head of cattle. This is 18.5% lower than the three-year average. This is also the lowest July placement of the past 16 years. The July placement is also seen an increase of 7.2% over the June placements we saw last month. Now, Nebraska saw an increase of 1% in their placements. Kansas was down 6%, and Texas was down 8% versus a year ago. When you look at the placement weight breakdown, under 600-pound category was up 9% from last year. 600 to 699-pound category down 3.7%. 700 to 799 category down 20.2%, and 800-plus placements down 10.2% versus a year ago. July marketings came in at 91%. The trade was looking for 91.7%. This means that we marketed 1.787 million head of cattle. This is 10.9% below the three-year average. This is also the lowest July marketing of the past 16 years. Nebraska saw an increase over last year by 3%. Kansas was down 9%, and Texas was down a whopping 19% compared to a year ago. We also had a cold storage report this afternoon. The beef and cold storage was 2.3% above last month, but down 20.8% versus a year ago. Overall, this report is a neutral to slightly bearish report. We've been seeing lower cash cattle trade in the feed yard since a month ago. We've been seeing lower futures prices, lower box beef prices, and lower feeder cattle index. And I think this year is going to see more of that down the road unless we find the cash market start to show some upside next week. And so far, that doesn't look real promising. So I don't see this as being a very big positive when we open the markets at 9:05 on Monday morning.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities talking about the latest USDA cattle on feed report.